I'm all about that. I've never really felt that it, you know, I mean, maybe some very, very specific kind of drivers, like if you're in Chicago, you got to deal with the parking lot every single day where you might be sitting for, you know, long periods of time. Maybe those very specific users would get some small, you know, advantage. But I just figured for the most people, it didn't really matter one bit, you know. So, I agree with all that. The biggest one for me is the wear and tear. You know, why should my car be starting and stop, you know, starting all the that many times, putting all that much more wear on stuff. But other than that, it didn't bother me too much. But mine's got the button I can disable when I jump in the car. But like you say, I got to remember to do it. So, and as far as the lease goes, I think you'll like it. You know, if as long as you're not going to go over the miles they give you, you'll be golden. And if you go too far under, chances are you can get that back in the end. Either your vehicle is going to be worth way less than the residual in which you won, okay? Turn it in and just be happy. Walk away. Say, sucks to be you. Or your residual is worth, or your car is worth way more than the residual. And, you know, and your really low miles could play into that. And then it's, you know, then sell the thing and pocket the one for a down payment on your next one or whatever. So I just think as long as you don't exceed, if you exceed, there's almost no way around it. They're going to bend you over.